This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Hundreds of people were killed or buried under rubble after two Israeli strikes on Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp. Hamas said Thursday, with its armed wing, saying foreign hostages were among the dead ahead of a planned visit to Israel by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
Israel said its Tuesday and Wednesday strikes on Jabalia killed two Hamas military leaders, among other militants. On Thursday, Hamas said in a statement that at least 195 people were killed, with 120 missing under the rubble and nearly 800 wounded. Its armed wing earlier said seven civilian hostages were killed in the Jabalia strikes, including three foreign passport holders. Reuters was unable to verify the casualty numbers, but satellite images show the extent of the damage in the area. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights voiced concern over civilian casualties in the strikes on Jabalia, which is Gaza's largest refugee camp, saying on social media, quote, "We have serious concerns that these are disproportionate attacks that could amount to war crimes."
That's Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken begins an eight-day trip to the Middle East and Asia Thursday, with its first stop in Israel, which has increased its retaliatory assault on Hamas targets in Gaza. The first part of his week-long trip begins with another meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders of the Israeli government to receive an update on their military objectives. Blinken will discuss with the Israelis the need to take every precaution to minimize civilian casualties, according to a State Department spokesperson. The State Department said that while in Jordan, Blinken will underscore the shared commitment between the U.S. and Jordan to facilitate the increased sustained delivery of humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. This is VOA News. In the days following the massacre of hundreds of Israelis by Iranian-backed Hamas, the U.S. military blamed other Iranian-backed proxy groups for about 30 nearly daily attacks against its forces in Iraq and Syria. Last week, the U.S. retaliated with precision strikes against facilities in Syria tied to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
If this doesn't stop, then we will respond.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin warning Iranian-backed militant groups on Tuesday while fielding concerns from lawmakers that last week's U.S. military response to the attacks in Iraq and Syria wasn't strong enough. Hundreds more troops have deployed to the region, along with multiple Patriot batteries and a terminal high-altitude area defense system to knock threats out of the sky. The USS Eisenhower carrier strike group is heading to the Gulf. Thousands of Marines aboard the USS Bataan amphibious assault ship patrol near Israel. The top U.S. Marine, General Eric Smith, tells VOA those forces are there to protect and deter, not to go into Gaza.
We are there to ensure in that region to ensure that American citizens are safe and that this crisis does not expand or escalate.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
South Korea says North Korea has most likely sent munitions to Russia to support its war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
South Korea's military told local journalists that North Korea is suspected of sending short-range ballistic missiles, among other types of ammunition, to Russia. Last week, South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. condemned the alleged shipment of weapons, saying it would increase the death toll in Ukraine. Any arms deals with North Korea is in violation of many resolutions made by UN Security Council, of which Russia is a permanent member. Both Russia and North Korea have dismissed the weapons shipment accusations as baseless. I'm Karen Shamas.
Lewiston, Maine, the scene of the state's largest ever mass shooting, took another step in its recovery with a high school football game. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Lewiston High School football team ran onto the field with cheers as they played their first game since last week's shooting massacre. Their opponents, Edward Little High School of Auburn, whom they beat 34-18. Singer James Taylor performed the national anthem. Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre told the crowd that the football game was more than just a game.
It is a symbolic return to unity following the tragic event that has shaken both of our communities.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft sent a message of support saying, "Despite heavy hearts, football has always brought communities together, and never had that been more important than right now." I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.